Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its WASDE report for February. The numbers look like this for ending stocks estimates for 2008 and 2009 corn, 1.790 billion bushels, soybeans, 210 million bushels, and wheat, 655 million bushels. For the ending stocks report on world production, that's where the numbers are, especially in the soybeans. WASDE projecting ending stocks of 49.87 in the beans, and that compares with a month ago at 53.94 on production of 224.15 versus a month ago of 233.20 million metric tons.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Talking about South America first off, and thunderstorms did develop in Cordoba and far western, a few westernmost Santa Fe locations overnight. Totals through dawn ranged anywhere from a tenth of an inch to around two-thirds of an inch. One report was over an inch. Coverage was not more than 25% of the nation's summer crop region. Dry weather prevailed elsewhere, but that did help in the areas that did see rainfall. The summer crop areas of Argentina will remain with varying conditions. The best crop conditions over the coming week will be in Entre Rios, southern Santa Fe, and in a few neighboring border areas in Cordoba. The most stressed environment for crops across La Pampa, southwestern half of Buenos Aires, and although a few areas in Santiago del Estero could also be considerably dry. Across Brazil, they did see some scattered showers and thunderstorms yesterday and early today in Mato Grosso, Goiás, and far western Bahia, into Paraná, São Paulo, southern Minas Gerais. Coverage close to 85% through dawn today, with resulting rainfall anywhere between an inch and 2 inches from northern São Paulo into southwestern Minas Gerais. A little more than an inch fell in eastern Paraná, southwestern Bahia, and most rain totals elsewhere range from just a few hundredths of an inch to around an inch. Most of Brazil will get rain at one time or another, with sufficient amounts occurring in the to maintain favorable crop conditions there. Rio Grande do Sul, one of the drier areas in the nation right now, does look like it will pick up some rain tonight and early tomorrow, and that should ease the situation temporarily. In Bahia and northeastern Minas Gerais, the only areas of notable dryness, and they too may get some rain in the coming weekend. So conditions look relatively favorable across a good portion of Brazil. The wettest conditions will occur in São Paulo, northeastern Paraná, and southern Minas Gerais, northwest into easternmost Mato Grosso do Sul, and southern Goiás. Some drier weather would benefit the early maturing summer crop and support the harvest there. Well, speaking of wet weather, we have a couple rounds of precipitation. Right now we have an area stretching from the far eastern portion of the corn-soybean belt across southeastern Ohio and actually into western Pennsylvania, and that first line stretches all the way back into central Arkansas. So some of the wheat areas in Oklahoma and Kansas picked up a little bit of rain last night, but we have another storm system, a cold front pushing in, so Gulf moisture being pumped up. We'll have the cold front plow into it and could trigger some very heavy rainfall across the Midwest. Most of the precipitation last night across the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt fell as a wintry mix. Moisture totals between a few 1/100ths up to 1/4 inch. Local amounts in southwestern Iowa as high as 2/3 of an inch, and across North Dakota anywhere between 1/4 and about 4/10 of an inch of rain or of mixed precipitation fell there. Western Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, central Illinois, mostly dry last night. But again, this storm system coming in over the next 24 to 36 hours could bring rainfall totals of 1.5 to 2.5 inches of rain, and some local amounts as much as 3 inches of rain. So we'll probably be talking about flooding across portions of the Midwest over the next 24 to 36 hours. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight we'll be at the Tuscany Steak and Pasta House in Mentino. The meeting getting underway, the analysts portion at 6:45. We're bringing along Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities from Normal, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, and Roy Plody of Perfect Choice Investments from Leland. That's at the Tuscany Steak and Pasta House. The meeting at 6:45, the informational session, that is free. No advance registration is required to show up for that meeting, and bring your agricultural questions. I'm sure you'll have a number of them heading into the spring planting season.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5.91, down 4 last trade unchanged. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.63, down 2 last trade up a half. July, 5.87 and 3 quarters, down 3 and 3 quarters last trade up a half. March corn opened at 3.74 and a half, down 3 last trade down 1 and a quarter. July, 3.95, down 3 and a half last trade down 1 and a quarter. December, 4.18 and a half, down 3 and a quarter last trade down 1. March soybeans opened at $10, down 2 last trade up 7.5. July, 10.12 and a quarter, down 2.25 last trade up 8.25. November opened at 9.43 unchanged, last trade up 5. March soybean meal opened at 3.13.40, down 40 last trade up 2.40. March soybean oil opened at 34.05, down 18 last trade up 19. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with the domestic side of the WASDE reports, corn, wheat, and beans. They had all kinds of tables and numbers they could have changed, and in all of those numbers, they changed exactly two. In the soybeans, the crushing, they lowered by 35 million bushels in exports. In the beans, they increased by 50 million bushels for a net change of 15 million bushels, and in the domestics, that was it.
Yeah, the industry thought they could change any one of three in the corn, either the feed usage from smaller numbers of livestock, or the ethanol usage from all the plants that are closed, or the exports, which are only 60% of a year ago. So those not being changed was a little supportive to the corn. On beans, there's people saying, well, cutting that crush 35 million is negative, but in the end run, you still have lower stocks, so that would be positive. And then the outside forces on the beans are that the world stocks were cut. If you look at corn and wheat, they were raised slightly in the world, but the beans were cut, and most of it was from Argentina and then some of it from Brazil in production, and that's how they cut stocks there.
Yes, Argentina went down to 43.80 million metric tons from 49.50, Brazil 57 from 59. These are numbers, though, that the marketplace has been trying to digest, I think, for a while. How friendly will these numbers be today?
Well, those numbers had been bandied about for the last week, I believe, as being that low. And early calls are 10 to 15 to even 5 higher on the beans. There are people saying, hey, this was an opportunity to sell on a bounce up. It's still tightening supplies of beans. The big worry is, what's the usage going to be, and will it continue? The 10 o'clock report on government's bailout package could have more to do with anything than these stocks. Also, the weather in South America could have more to do with it. But initially, beans are called 5 to 15 higher, corn 3 to 5 higher.
Seems to me that what these numbers do today is confirm that South America will remain a weather market well into April, maybe even the beginning of May.
Right. What if they have good soaking rains, it'll mean their production is not going down as much, or is maybe going to increase a hair, just saving what's there, possibly. If they'd have drier and hotter weather, it could mean tighter supplies worldwide.
Anything else very quickly before we let you go today?
No, it's just the weather in South America, this report, which, as you said, they changed two numbers totally, and then what's the government's 10 o'clock announcement going to say and do? Will anybody pay attention too much of it, because we haven't really seen much in the way of stimulus from any money they've thrown out so far.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.